Brachos chapter 3, Mishnah 3, Nashim, women, are we're going to see exempt from the mitzvah of reading the Shema. And why? Because we'll learn when we get to Kiddushin that the Torah exempt women from positive time-bound mitzvahs. So any positive mitzvah, something that we have to do that is has a fixed time to it, the Torah exempt women from doing those positive time-bound commandments. The Shema is such a thing because it's got a fixed time, the morning and the night, and therefore a woman is exempt from saying the Shema. She can say it if she wants, right? She's not allowed to say it. She can say it if she wants, but she doesn't have to. Vavadim, also slaves, is talking about Canaanite slaves in those days when they took the Canaanite slave. So the slave was taken to the mikveh, and the slave was circumcised, given a bris, and then the slave also observed commandments, but the slave also didn't observe positive time-bound commandments. And therefore the slave also, a non-Jewish slave, also didn't have to say the Shema, had no obligation to say the Shema. Uktanim, and also children, are also exempt from Peturin Shema, they are exempt from saying the Shema, and the reason being that we learn out that the Shema only applies to someone who is of the age that the Torah of the Lord may be in your mouth. That's the verse that they apply to it. So anyone at the time when one is like constantly involved in age, where they're constantly involved in the Torah, that's the only time where it would become obligatory. And Mana is not at that stage, and therefore not obliged to say the Shema. Now Tefillin, and also Tefillin is another example of a positive time-bound commandment. And also for minors, so they can't keep their bodies clean, right? So a child can't keep its body clean, and therefore a child is not permitted to exempt. Yeah, and so right. So that's why, I mean, the kids only put tefillin on like when they're getting closer to bar mitzvah, because at that stage we say they can guard themselves, you know, and guard the holiness of the tefillin. V'chayam b'tefillah, and all of these are obligated in davening. Different reasons. Rashi brings that davening is completely rabbinical, and therefore when the rabbis instituted it, they instituted that everybody has to daven. And they included in that, the woman and these non-Jewish slaves and minors were also included in that. The Rambam learns that, davening is a Torah commandment to daven, but it's not a time-bound commandment because the Torah never fixed times. The rabbis came afterwards and fixed the times. And therefore, because it's a positive commandment which is not time-bound, so the women are also obligated. And children, he brings, are minor children are obligated because, according to him, because we have to train them in the mitzvahs. Uba mezuzah, and another example is a mezuzah. Everyone is bound by, because a mezuzah depends on the house. It's not a time-bound commandment. So everyone would be obligated to put up mezuzahs on their house. Uberchas hamazon, and also benching to recite grace after meals. Everybody agrees that women and slaves and minors have to say it. There is some dispute as to whether women are rabbinically or biblically obligated to say grace after meals, but everybody agrees that they have to do it. There's a dispute because of one of the verses that talks about inheriting the land. And therefore, that's, you know, we say that verse in Berachas HaMazon. So there's some dispute, but everybody agrees that they are obligated to bench.